Masechtas Makkah is Daf Chaf Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah that stated, "Vaseir tzvita achas al hameis chayiv, or as some agrees, vaseir tzvita al hameis chayiv." If someone cuts themselves based on the pain and the loss of a mace, then they will be chayiv malchus. The Mishnah then taught us, "Sar tzvita achas al chamisha meisim, or chamish tzvita is al meis echad, chayiv al kol achas v'achas." And this is based on the pasuk in Pasuk Kedoshim that states, "Viseret l'nefesh leisitnu b'vsarchem, uchseves kaka leisitnu." And the pasuk in Pashas Re'i states, "Bonim atem l'Hashem alekechem loisis koydu loisis simu karcha b'nei nechem l'meis." And as we will see, the azor of loisis koydu is also that someone should not cut themselves based on the tzad that they have from a person dying. And certainly, the pasuk taich of srita is when someone cuts themselves using their hand and not using an instrument or some sort of a tool. And the mepharshim discuss if this will only be relevant if someone cuts themselves using their nails, or if it will be if they hit themselves and they would cause a chabura. And the Lashon Leisis Koydu is referring to someone that cuts themselves using an instrument, and the Gemara will discuss this further. And our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk and Pasuk Kedeshim states, "Viseret, yochal afilu soret al beisei shenafal, v'asvinase shetav b'yam," that one may think that if someone cuts themselves based on the tzad that they have because the house fell down or because their ship capsized, that they would also be chayiv malchus, tamun loy min lo nefesh. Therefore, the Pasuk states clearly that it's only based on a nefesh and only for the tzar of someone dying. And as the Brisa states, "Ein chayiv ela al hameis bilvad." The Brisa continues and discusses the second din of our Mishnah first, and it states, "Umenayim l'masaret chamish sweetus al meis echad shu chayiv al kol achas v'achas tamud loy mevisaret l'chayiv al kol sweetu v'sweeta." And this teaches us that one will be chayiv for every single cut that he made. And as Ravon explains, the matzil l'michtav l'nefesh l'sisutu, as the pasuk could have stated much simpler, l'nefesh l'sisutu b'makom v'saret l'nefesh l'sisutu. And therefore, we learned this din Lashon Acher, and he states another explanation, Tam Loim Beviseret Merubuy Devav, and it is learned from the extra Vav. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yesi Eimer, Rabbi Yesi adds onto the Tanakama, and this is the first din that we learned in our Mishnah, Nayin Lemesaret Srita Achas Achamisha Mesim Shu Chayiv Al Kol Echav Echad, Tam Loim Lo Nefesh, Lechayiv Al Kol Nefesh Venefesh. Therefore, the Torah tells us that you're going to be Chayiv on every single Nefesh, and as long as you receive the Prapa Asra, even though you only did one Maisa, and you only cut yourself once, but lemaisa, since you had kavana on chamisha mesim, therefore you'll be chayiv five malchus. And the Gemara is on this limud of Rabbi Yisi, va'afikta lebeisi shenafal usvinase shetav biyam. We already learned that the word lenefesh comes lafuke, that the only time that you're going to be chayiv is only al meis bilvad. But if someone was sorry al beisi shenafal vasvinase shetav biyam, then although according to some rishonim there may be an issa, but it won't be a chayiv of malchus. And therefore, how can you say that we use the word nefesh to teach us that one is chayiv al kol nefesh v'nefesh? And as Rivon states, v'havad Rabbi Yisi loy polik b'hayi da'heich yehim moitzi ha'pasik v'nei pshutai. And we continue on Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, and the Gemara responds, k'sav Rabbi Yisi srita v'gedida achasi v'ksiv hosam l'meis. The Rabbi Yisi holds that the issa of srita and the issa of gedida are exactly the same issa, and they both apply for any type of cutting, and it doesn't make a difference if it was done b'yad or b'kli, since in the pasuk in Pashas Re'ei the Torah states, and it specifies that the issa of gedida and by extension the issa of srita only applies for a mace and not for a bayish shenafal or a svinish shetava b'yam. And therefore, when the pasuk in Kedoshim states v'ser l'nefesh leisitnu b'vasachem, the word l'nefesh is extra, and Rabbi Yisi can learn that it's coming to teach us l'chayiv al kol nefesh b'nefesh. And keep in mind that it would seem the Tanakam of our Mishnah does not agree to Rabbi Yisi, and he holds that there is a chilut between srita and gedida, as srita is dafka biyad and gedida is dafka b'kli, and therefore he doesn't have the extra word l'nefesh in order to teach us l'chayiv al kol nefesh b'nefesh. And the Gemara continues on Shmuel, that Shmuel teaches us hamisaret b'kli chayiv, that if someone does srita and instead of doing it biyad he does it by using an instrument, then even though the pashas of the word srita refers to cutting yourselves with your hand, however l'maisa it also includes the issa of cutting oneself with an instrument, and therefore he'll be chayiv, and he'll be chayiv two malchus, one for the issa of leisu to suretas, and number two for the issa of leisus goydu. And the Gemara asks the Shailon Shmuel, as Meisve, we have a brisa that states, srita v'gedida achasi, that the issa of srita and gedida are similar isurim, as referring to cutting oneself ala meis. However, elish srita biyad v'gedida b'kli, that the issa of srita is dafka when it's done by hand, and the issa of gedida is dafka when it's done by using an instrument. And clearly, this is not like Shmuel. And the Gemara responds, hu da'amak rabbi yisi, that ain't a Nami, Shmuel is going like the Shita Rabbi Yisi that we previously saw, that Rabbi Yisi holds Srita V'Gedida Achasi, therefore Shmuel states Hamasar B'Kli Chayiv, and as Rashi explains at the top of the Amid, Hamasar B'Kli Chayiv Havadei Pshita L'Kuli Alma, the Ika G'Dida Mashma B'Kli, the Ika Srita Mashma B'Yad, the Kama Shmuel Hamasar B'Kli Alameis Chayiv, V'Loi Kama M'Gadda B'Kli, Lashmin D'Shem Srita Shayach B'Kli, V'Oisa Chabur B'Asma B'Kli Alameis Chayiv Shnei Lavin, Mishum Masar Mishum M'Gadid, the G'Dida V'Srita Achasi, the Dabayu Bein B'Yad Bein M'Kli, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yechdan, or some Agurus Kamed Rav Nachman, that an Amura who was a Baki in Brisa is said over the following in front of Rabbi Yechdan, Al Meis Bein B'Yad Bein M'Kli Chayiv, if someone cuts themselves because of a mace, then it doesn't make a difference if he did so B'Yad or B'Kli, he'd be Chayiv, Al Vez Kechavim B'Yad Chayiv B'Kli Pata. However, if he does so in order to serve Avodah Zarah, then generally the derech to serve an Avodah Zarah is by cutting yourself B'Yad and by hand, and therefore the only time you'd be chayiv is only if you cut yourself by hand, but if you cut yourself using a kli, then you'd be potter. And the Gemara is, for Ipchaksiv, that l'maisa we have a pasuk in Melachim Aleph that says just the opposite, as the pasuk states, b'negeil yo in har kamel, and by the avodah zarah of Baal, that v'yiku b'kol godol v'yiskoidu k'mishpotam b'char v'yisuv v'machim ad shvich d'amaleim, that they screamed out in a great voice, and they cut themselves, which was the normal way of serving avodah zarah, and they did so with swords and with spears, until blood flowed from them, and we see that when cutting yourself for avodah zarah, the normal derech is by using a kli and not biyad. And the Gemara states, "Ela ema biyad pata b'kli chayiv." In a chenami, we switch around the memra, and biyad he would be pata. However, if someone cuts themselves b'kli, they would be chayiv. And Ayin de Rivano explains, "Al ameis bein biyad bein b'kli chayiv." The street of Gdiduksev tavayu asun rachmana avodah zkachovim diyesh avodah zkachovim shoyim leisa b'kach shoyim besoron chaburus upitzayis biyad chayiv the derech avodah. And therefore, the Rivon explains, and even if one would serve an Avodah Zarah, with Avodah is not to serve it by cutting yourself, you would still be Chayiv Malkus, the Avodah Gemura Hibiyad, as since it's Avodah Gemura by some Avodah Zarah, and people cut themselves using their hands, therefore you'd be Ivan Issa of the Issa of them, and you would be Chayiv Malkus. While certainly, if someone cuts themselves Biyad, and it's the derech of that Avodah Zarah to serve it in that manner, then it would be Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara continues, and quotes our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, that someone receives Malkus if they round the corners of the head and they cut off what we call payas. And the Mishnah then stated, al rosh tayim, that shaykh to be chayiv to Malkios if you cut off both of your payas, achas mikan v'achas mikan. And the Gemara states, machvi Rav Sheshes ben pirka de resha, that Rav Sheshes showed his talmidim that the issa applies when you cut the area that are by the joints of one's head. And Ayin Rivon in the Mishnah, who refers to this as one's temples. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah that one of the Chiyuvi Malkus is a Mashkus Pa'asakonai. The Mishnah explained that there's a possibility for five Malkus, Al Zokein Shtayim Mikan, Vishtayim Mikan, Vachas Milmato. Once again, Machvir Sheshes is being Pirkei de Dikna. Rav Sheshes showed his Talmidim that he's referring to the joints of his beard. And the Gemara continues to quote from our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Ima in Metolan Kulan Ka'achas, Eine Chayiv Al'achas. And the Gemara explains, Kasava Chad Lavu, Rabbi Lezer holds that there's only one Lav in the Torah that refers to all 5 points of one's beard, and therefore if you cut off all 5 points with one astra and in one time, then you would only be chayiv one set of malchus. And before we continue, let us read the psukim in Pashas Kedoshim as well as in Pashas Emor, which speak about cutting off one's beard. And in Pashas Emor, the Torah is speaking to Kehanim, and the Torah states, Leikuhu karcha bureisham ufasid kanam leigalechu ubibsarim leisu tusaratas. And in Pashas Kedoshim, when speaking to all of Klai Yisrael, the Torah states, and the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, where we saw a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer, and Tanakam stated, and our Gemara begins, we learn to the Braisa that when the Pasuk in Emor states, one may think that even if you cut your beard using a scissor which doesn't rip out the entire root of the beard, that you would still be chayiv, as the Torah used lashon giluach hamud leima. But we learn from the pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim that stated to call of Klai Yisrael leisashchus says paasik konecha, and we see that the issa only applies when you're destroying your beard and not when you're just cutting off the hair of your beard. And the Rivon explains that even though one pasha is discussing b'kayanim and one is discussing yisraelim, however v'yafin lu b'gzeir shavah hay mahay the peya v'hachamina behedi b'parakamid kedushin gzeir shavu de peya peya lahachiu de asa ayin sham. And the brayse continues ilay sashches yachal afilu laktu b'malakiv eretina yei chayiv. That since the pasuk told us that it's also to destroy your beard, then one may think that even if you destroy your beard using some sort of a plane where it cuts your hair very close to your face, then you'd also be chayiv malchus tamad leima leigalechu. And therefore, the Torah uses the term leigalechu in order to teach us that the only way that one is chayiv is if you cut your beard or remove your beard in a normal way. And since using a plane is not the normal way to cut a beard and to shave one's beard, then one would not be chayiv malchus. And as the Gemara explains, so where do you have a scenario where it's the derech to cut your beard and it's also destroying your beard? That is specifically when using a razor, and there's a machlekes rishonim if these dinim only apply specifically to a beard or if these dinim would apply to pasturisha as well. And the only way that you'd be chayiv if you cut off your peis is only if you use a razor. That's the derech to do giluach using a scissor. However, in Mashchisin, and the Gemara continues and quotes from Rabbi Elazar, who argued on Tanakama, as Rabbi Elazar, "I feel locked up in lack of a routine, you're going to be chayiv." And the Gemara asks, "Man of shach, igam gzeir shavli bayitar." If Rabbi Elazar holds the gzeir shava, then in order to be chayiv malchus, you should specifically have to cut off your beard using a razor. Be loygam gzeir shava, misbrayim yamil chayiv. And if he doesn't learn this gzeir shava, then even if he cuts his beard using a scissor, he should also be chayiv malchus. The Gemara explains, and really Rabbi Elazar learns his gzeir shava from the words in Kedoshim and in Emor of Peya Peya, the ksava haninami giluach avdi, and he holds it is the derech to cut your hair using a malakit veretini, and since by using a malakit veretini it is mashchus your beard, therefore if one does so, then it would be chayiv malchus. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us read two Rivans, as the Rivan states, be pirkei d'reisha makom haprakim shemeshchavim sham pirkei atzamos v'hainu b'tzedayim, and that is by the joints, by the temples. And be pirkei d'dikna perek rishon shel zakan v'hainu tachas ha'ozen makom shelechi atachton yotzei misham v'sham nikra peya b'chudei shelechi shebayil l'chutz v'shtei ha'shebayil shebesenter makom chiyuv b'shnei l'chayayim yesh etzem katan shemechaber l'chayim yachad shemikana mikan nikra peya shekal ochel mehen l'seif alechi. And therefore they are also called the peya harei shtayim mikan v'shtayim mikan v'achas milmata hu aseir sheben beza shebayil shebesenter u'perekub b'fnei atzmai. And this is referring to the tip of the chin where it's considered the center and it's also considered the edge, and those are the five mekaymos where one would be chayiv. And lemaisa is a major machlekes between rishonim exactly what the 5 points are that one would be chayiv for using a razor by their beard, and therefore we are makbid that we don't cut any area of our beard with a razor. And our mission now continues and discusses another chiyuv malchus, hakoset ksubas kaka. If someone makes a tattoo, then you'll be chayiv malchus. And as the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim teaches us, v'ser l'nefesh leisitnu b'vsachem uchsev es kaka leisitnu b'chem ani Hashem. And the Rivon explains the derech of making a tattoo as kaiset tchila b'sari b'sama b'sikra, as one initially writes on their skin with some sort of ink, v'achakim mikaka abasav b'machare b'sakin, and then they pierce their skin with some sort of a needle or a knife, v'nichtas atzeva b'ina ar l'basa, and the dye now goes between his skin and his basa, v'nir by kal yomim, and it remains there his entire life. As the Nemuki Yesu states, man gadol, and Rivon continues, v'asal lichtav shum ksiva ba'ilam al b'sari b'inyin zeh shekach zeres hakasov. And the Rambam hold that the order is just the opposite, that they would first cut their skin and then they would place ink within their skin. And the Mefarshim discuss what would Rivon or the Rambam hold if someone goes and makes a tattoo in the opposite order, which is not generally the derech ayin sham. And the Mishnah continues, kasav le'kaka or kaka v'le'kasav. If someone wrote something on his skin but he didn't prick his skin, or he pricked his skin but he didn't actually put any color in it and didn't write anything, so they would not be chayiv ad sheyichtav v'yikaka b'diyoy u'b'chachol u'v'chol davar shu roisham. And the only way one would be chayiv is only if they pierce their skin and they also put dye inside that area, and that dye remains for a long time or forever. And Rav Shimon ben Yehuda in a chayiv ad sheyichtav sham Hashem, that the only way that one would be chayiv for making a tattoo is only if they wrote the shame. And as the Gemara will explain, this refers to the shame of Avodah Zarah, Sheneman, as the pasuk states, Uksevis kaka leisitnu rabachem ani Hashem. And our Gemara now begins and discusses the last din of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda im Mishum Rav Shimon ein chayiv ad sheyichtav sham Hashem. And Amalei Rav Acha b'Rav Rav Ashi, so Rav Acha the son of Rav asked Rav Ashi, ad yichtav ani Hashem mamish, does this really mean that the only way that one is chayiv for writing a tattoo is only if you wrote the actual name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or Malay and Rav Asher responded to Rav Acha Breid Rav Loi that this is not correct, and that is not what the Mishnah means, but the Mishnah means Kedatoni Bakapara, as Bakapara taught us, in a chayiv and yichtav shem avedis kachavim, that lefi Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, one would not be chayiv for making a tattoo until he wrote the name of Avodah Zarah, and then Melch Seves Kaka Loi Sitnu Bechem Ani Hashem Ani Hashem Vole Acher and Ayn Rivon Shum Seves Kaka Loi Yasul Fonai Shani Hashem Vastum Atan Lichtav Shem Acher Al Besachem and Almo Iker Chiyuva Mishum Shem Avodah Zarah Umiu Asal Lichtav Shum Ksiva Ba'ilam Afilu Rav Shimon El Dechiyuv Malkus Leka, and if Rav Shimon is still Asal to make any tattoo, however there won't be a Chiyuv Malkus unless you wrote the name of Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continues Amra Machaya Amra Adva Hava Asal Leil Adam Sheet and Eifam Makla Gavim Makasai Mipnei Shiniris Kekseves Kaka, that's also for someone to take burnt ashes in order to use for healing a wound, as by placing on the wound then the black of the ashes will go underneath one's skin and may stay there for a long time, and this is also as it looks like you're creating a tattoo. Ayin Rivan Eifam Makla Davka Kama, that's specifically this type of ashes Lefisha Koshihi Umekakas Mokim Amaka Vareshim Nirisham Achazman Ava Ofa Ba'almaloi, but if it would be general dirt or other type of ashes, then this issa would not apply. And Ayin Rishayim would explain that this issa is only issa Rabbanon. The Gemara will now discuss six different memories, and the Gemara will state that some was stated by Rav Machaya and some was said by Rav Machayoi, and we will not explain these exact cases until we get to the Mishnah. And the Gemara tells us that the memories that discuss shpud as well as shvachis and gumois, those were stated by Rav Machaya. However, the memories of Blurius, Efa Mikla, Vigvina, those were stated by Rav Machaya. However, Rav Papa argues, and he states, Masisin Masisa Rav Machaya, and all these memories which are relevant to a Mishnah or a Braisa were all stated by Rav Machaya. However, Shmaitzer Rav Machaya only stated dinim that were relevant to memories of Amira and not relevant to Tanoim. And Rav Papa continues, Vesimnech Masisa Malkasa, that a way to remember this is that Mishnayis and Braisais are considered queens, and they are surely an ikar over the statements of Amira. They were all stated by Rav Machaya, as his name sounds like the name of a king or a queen. And as Rivon states, Mishnayis Ubraisais Ikerhein, Behainu Simon, Mishishmoy, Daimon Nakeva, Makmina Kulu Mastisan, the Havu Nami, Loshin Akeva Ali Bey, Behainu Rav Machaya, Shishmoy, Daimon Nakeva, Mashmuse Shel Shem Nami, Mashmulashim Machais, Behainu Mishnayis Ubraisais, Shein Iker Voloy Shmaitzais. And Rivon explains that the only Nafkamina between Rav Chanina and Rav Papa is only one case, and it's only the case of Shvachais, as since the statement regarding Shvachais is based on a Mishnah in Masechtas Ksubis, so Rav Machaya was not the author of that memra, and instead the author of that memra was Rav Machaya. However, Rivon points out that even though the memra that we just had about Efa Mikla is not either a Mishnah or a Braisa, and it's only a memra, but that certainly was stated by Rav Machaya and not by Rav Machayoi, and the main point Rav Papa is that any Mishnah was also stated by Rav Machaya, but he's not changing any other dinim that was stated by Rav Machaya, and Efa Makla remains in the original list. And Lefi Rav Papa, there are only two statements that were stated by Rav Machaya, which was Shpud and Gumais, and the other four statements were stated by Rav Machaya, referring to Blurius, Efa Mikla, Gvina, as well as Shvachais. And Rivon points out that the Lush of the Gemara makes sense, Behind the Kama Ikubinau Shvachais, Veloi Ka'oma Shvachais Efa Makla, El Shvachais Greda Midgarinon, Udra Machaya Kedekai Kai. However, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, the Rivon brings down, Ve'istim Mepharshim Ikubinau Shvachais Efa Mikla, Mashma Shvachais Uchashinegda, and we actually just swapped the word Shvachais in the category of Rav Machaya, and we swapped the words Efa Mikla from the category of Machaya, and Lefizeh Rav Machaya spoke about all memories, which was Shpud, Efa Mikla, as well as Gumais, and Rav Machaya spoke about all Mishnayis and Braisais, which includes Blurius, Gavina, as well as Shvachais. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Babaya Kapid, Afila Rivda de Kasilta, and the Pashas is going back on the previous din of Rav Machaya, that Asalei L'Odom Shiyitin Efa Mikla Gav Makasai, and therefore the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Babaya was Makbid not to even place ashes on a puncture from bloodletting, and even though that puncture was so small, he was still Makbid. However, Rav Ashi Amar Kol Mokum Sheish Maka Makasim Muchachas Alav, and Rav Sheshis argues on the entire din of Rav Machaya, and he holds that as long as someone has a wound, there is no issue of placing any ointment or any ashes on it, as people realize that the only reason why you're placing the ashes stitches in that spot is in order to heal your wound and not in order to make a tattoo, and therefore would be muta. And as Taisa states, v'chein halacha. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us read the Rivan that goes through the five cases of Ramachoya and Ramachoyai as Shpud with Perikin Sadin. This refers to a case b'negei yontiv, where Shmuel states Shpud shetzolei by basa asal tatloi, that after someone uses spit to roast meat on yontiv, then you can't move it as it now is muktzah machus mias. And Ramachoya Amrav Ada v'shemtim nich b'karen zavis, and Ramachoya argues and he says that you can move it to a corner. V'hainu shmeitzer delo milsa damira amra, and there's a shmeitzer as this was stated regard to a member of an amira and not in regard to a mishnah or a brisa. And shvachlis refers to a mishnah mesechtes ksubis where belezo imah filu hichlis leimea, that even if someone has 100 shvachlis, then the wife still has to work. And Amrav Machoya Amrav Ada halach krab belezo that halach falls rab belezo v'hainu mishnah that mesisen koi v'loy kama milsa ba'api nashe, and he wasn't saying his own memra. Gumais is referring to a din of Mion, and the Gemara Masechtas Nida discusses Rab Chalbi Amrav Huna Shtei Sayer She'amru Tzarech Shehei Be'ikran Gumais, that in order for a girl to be considered Gedela, she has to have two hairs and they have to come out of follicles. And Rab Machoya Amrav Adabahava Gumais Afal Pishein Be'isayers, that as long as she has follicles, even if there aren't hairs, then she would still be considered a Gedela. And Blurius refers to the hairstyle of Oivda Be'dizara and Tanra Bonan, and we learned in Masechtas Be'dizara Oivikachavim Mestap Misal, that if a Jew is giving a haircut to a guy, he has to be careful not to form this design, as that would be helping the Oiv Avidizara serve Avidizara. The Kama Amar Machoya Amar Ada Shalosh Etzpoyes L'chol Ruach, that he has to leave three Etzpoyes to each side. V'hainu Masisa, and this is based on a Brisa. And finally, Gvina is based on a Mishnah Masechtas Avidizara that asks Gvina's Akum. And Amar Machoya explains Mepesha Machlikin, as they would coat their cheeses using lard, and therefore it's also for a Jew to eat it. And once again, Amar Machoya is coming to explain a Mishnah and is not his own independent memra. And the Mishnah continues to discuss three dinim where one would be Chayim Malkus if he is a Nazir, and then it brings one din where one would be Chayim Malkus even if he's not a Nazir. And we know that it's also for a Nazir to drink wine, to be Metamin Lemesim, and to cut his hair. And the Mishnah states Nazir Shoyishoyse Yayin Kol Yoyim Ein Chayim Alachas, that if a Nazir is drinking wine the entire day and he received Hasra that if you drink wine you'll be Chayim Malkus, he would only be Chayim one Malkus. However, Amru Loy Al Tishta Al Tishta, if he was given various malchus, the Mishnah continues with the second din, if a Nazir is being mitamel mesim the entire day and he stays in a Beis HaKfaris or he comes in and out of a Beis HaKfaris multiple times, he will still only be chayiv one malchus. But if he receives multiple asrois, then it'll be chayiv on each individual tuma. And number three, if a Nazir is cutting his hair the entire day, ain't a chayiv al achas, since he only had one asra, he would be only chayiv one malchus. However, amuloy al tegaleach al tegaleach v'hum galeach chayiv al kol achas v'achas. And I am a farshim in Masechtas Nazir who discuss why our Mishnah brings all these three cases and what is the chiddush of all three cases. And the Mishnah continues, hayulavish b'klayim kol yoyim, if someone who is not a Nazir is wearing klayim the entire day, ain't a chayiv al achas, since he only received one asra, he would only be chayiv one chayiv malchus. And amuloy al tilbash al tilbash v'upayshu v'levish chayiv al kol achas v'achas. However, if he received multiple asrois and he keeps removing his clothing and putting it back on, then he will be chayiv for each individual levisha and he'll be chayiv multiple malchus. And ayin Rashi at the bottom of the Amid, hayilavish klayim echem min ashok v'lei nazir. Certainly, this last case of the Mishnah has nothing to do with a nazir and it's relevant to any person that does this iser. And the Meiri Masechtas Nazir states, nazir shayishoy siyayin kol yoyim ein chayiv al achas v'atzalema achas mishum yayin shayim mikol mokim loikhu shnayim. As the mice will be chayiv because he went against his neder as well. And when our Mishnah stated amuloy al tishta al tishta v'hu shoysa, that it's considered a separate asra for each one, and the Ritva is bothered that l'chur that's not a proper asra, as you have to say that if you drink you'll be chayiv malchus. And zok the Ritva lishna klilu nakat dabi inan shiyom loy al tishta kadei shloy tulaka inami kivin asra rishayin hisboy legamri mistayin basroy sachrenes beloshin al tishta l'chud the kulu al kamaisa kaima ayin sham. And the Meiri also states chayiv al kolachs v'achas keminyas roisav kol sheshasa revius achas roasai. And we continue on daf chafal from beis. And since the Mishnah spoke about one type of klayim and spoke about shatnez, so the Mishnah now continues and discusses in another case of klayim and speaks about kilei behema, which is the issa of having a Yeshar and Chamor plow together, and the Mishnah continues, Yesh Chayrish Talam Echad V'chayvelo Mishum Shmoyin Lavin, that it's possible for someone to plow one furrow in a field, and it'll be chayiv because of 8 Lavin, and it'll be chayiv 8 Malkyos. And the Mishnah brings an example, HaChayrish B'Shar V'chamor, if someone plows with an ox and a donkey, V'hei Mukdoshin and their Hegdish, U'klayim V'kerem, and they're also grape seeds, as well as other seeds on the ground, and by covering them up, that'll be considered planting, and therefore be Ivan Issa of Klaya Kerem, Uvishvius, and since it's Shvius, so it's also to plant on Shvius, and by covering up these seeds, he was Ivan Issa of Shemitah. Keep in mind that there's a Shaila, if there's an Issa Duraisa of plowing on Shemitah, and therefore we explain that's referring to planting during Shemitah, the Yontav, and it was also Yontav, and it's also to plow on Yontav, the Koyin Vinazar Vesatoma, and this person was a Koyin, and he was also a Nazar, and he was plowing in an area where it was Tumas Mace, and therefore he was Ivan two other Yisurim. And once we finish the Mishnah, we will discuss which are the 8 Yisurim and how he will be Chayiv 8 Malkiyos. And Chananya ben Chachinoy Yomer, Af Halei Vishkayim, and Chananya ben Chachinoy adds in a 9th Issa as he's wearing Klayim. And since the Mishnah was previously speaking about Shatnez, so we should also add in this case. And Amuloy, however, the Chacham responded, Eina Hashem, that the Issa of wearing Shatnez has no Shaykhis to plowing in a field, and therefore it's not counted amongst the Lavim that this person will be Chayiv. And Amalahem, however, Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy responded to Chachamim, Afanazir lo yu Hashem, that if you're telling me wearing shatnez is not shayach to plowing, so being a kohen and nazir bebeis hatumah is also not relevant to a case of Harisha, and even so, the Tanava Mishnah mentioned it, and therefore we should also mention the case of Levish Klayim and the case where someone's wearing shatnez, and Ayin Rivan, 2 lines before the wide lines of the Rivan, Ein Hashem, Ein Lavzeh, Nilkat Allah, Mishum Harisha, El Mishum Levisha, and Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy responded after Nazir, and Rivan points out Nazir v'koyin kama v'loy daik, as we explained, ein Hashem ein lav shloy bala b'shem harisha el b'shem k'nisa shenichlus l'makom tuma, and I am mafreshim that explain that even so the Tanakhama felt that this was closely related to harisha, and since if the person was a Nazir and a koyin, the only way that he'd be able to Ivan any of the other lavin was by walking in his sada and by plowing with his animals, as is the derech for the bailim of the animals to walk along the animals while plowing, and therefore it is relevant to our case, while Shatnez has no connection to the previous cases and has no connection to plowing. And before we continue, certainly 6 of the Lavim and 6 of the Malkis that one would be over in these cases are Pashut, and as the Rivan brings down that someone's Chayish B'Shar V'Chamor, then you'd be over on Lysachish B'Shar V'Chamor Yachtov. And number 2, as we explain, Klayim B'Kerem, that if you cover over seeds while you're plowing, you will be over on Sadchalai Sizer Klayim. Number 3, B'Shvius, that since he's planting during Shemitah, so you'll be Ivan Issa Shemitah of Sadchalai Sizra, and since you plowed on Yontiv, you'll be Ivan Komlech Savoydalei Sasu, and since he's a Kohen and a Nazir, and he was plowing in a Beis HaKfaris, so because he's a Kohen, he was Ivan L'Nefesh L'Yitam Ba'amav, and because he's a Nazir, he'll be Ivan L'Nefesh Meis L'Yavai. However, Ayin Rivan, who points out that the 7th and 8th Malkus is based on Hegdish, and as he states, B'Gemar Mukalei B'Buchar, and he first explains that since our Gemara is talking about a Shar and a Chamar, so we're talking about a Shar that was a Bechar, and the Chamar was also a Bechar, and the Pasuk tells us, Leisavoy b'Bechar Sherecha, even though the Pasuk only speaks about a Shar and a Seh, however, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us in Masechtas Becharis that Petah Chamar, also Bana, the Bechlal Leisavoy to, that Petah Chamar is also included in this Lav, and therefore our Mishnah would be going Lefi Deshita Rabbi Yehuda, and he then explains that even if you want to say that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda, we could explain that when our Mishnah says that Chayish B'Shar V'Chamar, it's just telling us that someone was Ivan Klayim, just like he was Chayish with a Shar Chamar. And for example, if he was Chayish with a Shar and a Seh, he would still be Ivan that Isser. And certainly, since this animal was Bechar, therefore you're Ivan Mishum Leisavi B'Bechar Sherecha. And as Rivan states, V'Hai Denokar Chamar, Mishum Lishta Dekra, Degabi Klayim Ksiv Shar V'Chamar, V'Huadin L'Chol Shnei Minin. And the Rivan points out that although generally if something is Hegdish, then there's an Issa Me'ilah as well. However, the Rivan explains, the Bechar La Ba Me'ilahu, the Hamam Mekoyinu, the Emila El Bekotche Gavoya, the Mekotche Hashem Ksiv, Ayin Sham in greater detail. And also Ayin, the second line of Rivan at the top of the Amid, V'Holei Ka'osik, Shei Chorish, B'Kama Shvarim, B'Kama Chamerim, and L'maisa we could have had multiple Yisurim, and he explains the L'chol HaPachas Kamar, that the Mishnah is only trying to give us the minimum, V'Alav Deklayim Koy, Lukal Lav Kol Yisurim, Shu Yachol, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, and we'll focus on the last line of the Mishnah on Amid Aleph, as the Mishnah stated, Amulah And the Gemara now begins, and we will learn the Gemara based on the Gersa of the Bach. Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yosi, loy poishiv loy vish mamish, el afilu machnas moitzi beis yad unkli shaloi, that when the Mishnah mentions that he was poishiv loy vish, it doesn't mean that he actually removed the beged and then he put it back on, and even if he removed his hands and then he put his hands back into the beged, he would still be oiva on this isser once again. And the Gemara continues, and based on Rivon, Rab Acha Breid Rav Iko will be chilek on that shita, and Mechve Rab Acha Breid Rav Iko Yuli Vafuke, and as Rivon states mamish, that the only way that you'll be chayiv is only if you remove the entire beged, and otherwise you would not be chayiv once again. And the Gemara brings down a third shita, Rav Ashi Omer, Afil Leisha El Kadei Lifshe V'lo Beish Chayiv, that as long as you received another hasra and he kept the clothing on, the amount of time that would have taken to be able to remove it and put it back once again, then it would be chayiv another set of malchus. I am unfortunate that ask on Rav Ashi that how could you be chayiv malchus if it's a lav she'im by ma'isa? And I am Tyson Shavuos who explains that since when you originally put on this beged there wasn't ma'isa involved, therefore it would always be considered a lav she'ish by ma'isa, and you could be chayiv multiple malchus even though at this point you didn't do a new ma'isa. And I and other rishonim that discuss this as well. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that stated that there's a possibility to be oiva on 80 surim and be chayim malchus. And as the Mishnah stated, yesh chayish tam echad mechayiv alav mishum shmoyin alavin. And I and rishonim who discuss how this is not going against the klal that ain issa chal issa. And one of the surim that yechayim malchus for is chayim bekerem. And our Gemara explains Amar Rabbi Yanai bechabur nimnu v'gamru, that when we had a group that got together, they voted and they concluded that if someone covers over seeds of klayim, then even though he didn't plant the seeds, he would still be chayiv malchus. And the Chazon Ish explains that is only if the seeds would not have grown unless you covered them up. And the Gemara continues, Omalei Rabbi Echron, Rabbi Echron said to Rabbi Yanai, Lab Mishnah Sein Yizu, what is the major chiddush that you're teaching us if l'maisa is mefurish in the Mishnah? As the Mishnah stated, Yesh chayir shtalom echad v'chayiv alav mishum shmoyin alavin, hachayir shbishar v'chama v'him ukdoshim v'klayim v'karem. And Rabbi Yechlan states, "Hay chayish to mechayim mishum klayim hechem mishkachas la." That what is the case that one would be chayim for klayim if he's only plowing? Lav de michse b'hadei d'ozel, and it must be that there were seeds on the ground and he covered up those seeds while he was plowing, and therefore he's chayim for planting klayim bekerem. Therefore, clearly from the Mishnah we see that chayim for b'klayim is loika. However, Amolei Rabbi Yanai responds to Rabbi Yechlan, "He lav de daloy l'chachaspa mi mishkachas maganisa tusa." That if not for the fact that I picked up this piece of earthenware from the ground, you wouldn't have found this pearl or this diamond underneath the ground. And if not for the fact that I was mechadish this din, then you wouldn't have necessarily made this diik from the Mishnah, and therefore I was mechadish something. And Amalei Rishlokish Rabbi Echran, and Rishlokish said to Rabbi Echran, he loved the kilsach kavu rabba. If not for the fact Rabbi Yanai praised you and said that your diik for the Mishnah is correct, then I would have thought that this is actually not the proper diik of the Mishnah, and our Mishnah is not actually right that din, as Havamina Masisa Mani Rabbi Kiva. As we could have explained, that a Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, the Amaha Mekayim Klayim Loika, who holds that if someone is Mekayim Klayim, then they would be Chayim Malkus, and we would be able to explain that when a Mishnah stated that you receive Malkus for Klayim Bekerem, it's not referring to a case where you covered over the seeds, but it's referring to a case where the seeds were already planted, and while this person was plowing, he saw that there was Klayim that was planted in this field, and he didn't rip it out of the field. That is the case that you'd be Chayim Malkus, as this Mishnah would be going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and we wouldn't necessarily have a raya that a chayiv b'klayim is chayiv malchus. And as Rivon points out, uman de isle mekayim b'klayim pata, and the Shita is that would be chilek on Rabbi Kiva, and will hold mekayim b'klayim is pata, poitin nami b'mechapa, av Rabbi Yanai kalscha v'hoidelcha, de mechapa mishum zerei mechayiv l'kuli alma, that even if you argue on Rabbi Kiva, certainly if someone's mechapa b'klayim, they would be chayiv malchus. Dim in the kama Rabbi Yanai mechapa b'klayim leika, v'leikam the mekayim b'klayim leika, shma mino. And the Gemara continues, "My Rabbi Kiva, where do we see the Shita Rabbi Kiva? The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Hamenachesh v'Mechapa b'Klayim Leika, that if someone weeds a field that has Klayim, or if someone covers over the seeds of Klayim, then it'll be Chayim Malkus." And the entire Brisa is going like Rabbi Kiva. And as the Brisa continues, that the reason why you'll be Chayim is because the Brisa holds like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva Oimer after Mekayim, as Rabbi Kiva hold that if someone's Mekayim Klayim, they will be Chayim Malkus. However, the Rabbanan that argue on the Rabbi Kiva would hold that if someone's Mekayim Klayim, they would not be Chayim Malkus. And similarly, they would hold that if someone's chayfet b'klayim that they would not be chayiv malchus. The Gemara continues, my time with Rabbi Kiva, and was the makor for this din of Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that the pasuk in Pashat Kedoshim states, as chukosay tishmeru behem to cholis abiyah klayim sod cholis zur klayim ubeg a klayim shatnis loyalo alecha. And the Braisa explains, inly elazuria, that one may think that you only chayiv for planting klayim mekayim inayin. How do you know if you mekayim klayim you would also be chayiv malchus? Talmud loyma that even though the pasuk states behem to cholis abiyah klayim kama sod cholis zur klayim, but we read it as if it states klayim sod choloi, that you can't maintain klayim in your sod either, and if you do so, you'd be chayiv malchus. And as Rivon explains, that the reason why we can make such a drasha is that having matzal mikta behem to klayim leisabia umi the sum of klayim lesada shema mina lahach yehuda asa. And the Gemara now continues. Amalei uli Rav Nachman, uli asked the question to Rav Nachman that why the Mishnah state that you only have 8 chiyuv of malchus if lachir you should have a 9 chiyuv as v'lulkinami mishum zireya biyotiv, that since you just stated that if someone covers over klayim that you chayiv because zireya, so lachir this person that was doing this on yontiv should not only be chayiv for being chayrish on yontiv, but he should also be chayiv in another set of malchus as he was zireya on yontiv. However, Amalei Rav Nachman responds to ula tana v'shayer that in chinami our tana could have aired this in, but we left that out. But Amalei so ula responds to Rav Nachman tana k'toni shmoina that our mishnah mentioned that there are 8 malchus and it actually mentions a number, but out amrit tana v'shayer, and you're going to tell me that the tana left out something. Certainly, if the tana mentioned a number, it meant to give an exact list, and therefore you can't give a teretz of tana v'shayer. However, Amalei Rava or some agurus Amalei Rabba, that Rabba responds to ula yesh chiluk melachos b'shabbos ve'in chiluk melachos b'yontiv. Although if someone does multiple melachos on Shabbos behelam echad and b'shoigeg, they could be chayiv multiple kabbonis, but that then only applies b'negei Shabbos and doesn't apply b'negei yontiv. And although this person plowed and was also zerei on yontiv, he would only be chayiv one malchus. And Ayin Rivon who explains im osa shtayim v'sholosh melachos behelam echad oy osa melachos sheyesh ba shtayim ein chayiv al achas lemanda amavor l'chalak yotzes sviu lei ein chiluk melachos b'yontiv, as this limud was only relevant to Shabbos and b'yontiv liyotz savora umand amenami havor lav yotzes v'nafkali chiluk melachos m'vasu me'achas mehena hani mili b'yisurid ispen chiyuv chatas kegoyim melachos Shabbos disdain and curse v'shigas el chatas da behi pashad v'asu me'achas mehena kamayir b'chatas, as that is referring to a carbon chatas avu yotiv d'chiyuv malchus hu ve'in zedain and curse ein boi chiluk melachos, then certainly all would agree that there is no chiluk melachos, and if someone does multiple melachos on yotiv you'd only be chayiv because the issa of v'isasa boi melacha and only be chayiv one malchus. Amalei and Ulu respond to Rabba, Adot Tehei, and Adam and Farshim explain, Zois Tehei, that this is a good teretz, and in a chinami, that's why our Mishnah did not mention that someone is chayiv an additional malchus for doing Zriya on Yontiv. And the Gemara continues, Eisve Abayev, Ein Chiluk Melachos B'Yontiv, that how can you say that there is no Chiluk Melachos B'Negei Yontiv, V'Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Hamavashal Gid Anosha B'Chol B'Yontiv, V'Achloi Leike Chomesh, that if someone cooks a Gid Anosha in milk on Yontiv and he eats it, then he'd be chayiv 5 malchus. And the Braisa explains, like mishum eichel gid anosha, that his first malchus will be because he ate gid anosha. Number 2, v'loikem mishum mevashel b'yontiv shalei l'tzerech, and he also cooked on yontiv shalei l'tzerech, as it's also to eat a gid anosha, and l'fi beis shama you'd be chayiv another malchus. And number 3, since we hold yesh begidin b'neis and tam, and a gid has a din like basa, so therefore you're either on cooking basa b'cholav, and v'loikem mishum mevashel gid b'cholav. And number 4, v'loikem mishum eichel basa b'cholav, and since you ate the gid anosha after it was cooked in milk, so therefore you're going to be over on eating basa v'chalav. And finally, v'leika mishum avara, and since you made a fire on yontiv, so he's also over on avara. And Abaye therefore is Rabba v'im isa mishum avara loy mechayiv de chayiv loy mishum bishuloi. And if you're correct that ain chiluk melachos b'yontiv, since we already mechayiv him one set of malchus for being mevashal on yontiv, then how can you be mechayiv him a separate set based on avara on yontiv? And the Gemara answers that ain chinami apik avara v'ayil gid anosha shal nevela ain chinami, the fifth chiyuv for malchus is not based on avara, and instead the case of the brisa was a case where the gid anosha was of nevela, and therefore you'd receive malchus for eating basa of nevela. However, the Gemara is that this can't be pshat in the brisa, as Batani Rab Chiyah taught us in the brisa that when this brisa teaches us that one could receive 5 malchus, loika shtayim al chilasa v'shalosh al bishulai, that 2 of these surim are for eating and 3 are based on cooking, and based on the original version of the brisa that would make sense, as you had bishul basa b'cholav, bishul shleil tzarech yontiv, as well as avar shleil tzarech, and and you had two of achila, achila's giranosha and achila's basa b'chalav. However, v'iisa, and if you're going to remove havara and instead say that the last malchus was for giranosha shalom v'ela, then shal shal achilasa you chayiv, then you'd be mechayiv three for achila and only two for bishul, as we would only have bishul basa b'chalav and bishul shloli tzarech yontiv, and then you'll have achila's giranosha, achila's basa b'chalav, and achila's nevela. And because of this question, the Gemara explains ala apik havara, ein echinami, we will not count havara, as certainly there's no chiluk malachis b'negei yontiv, ba'il atzei ashira, and the fifth malchus will be because he was actually cooking using firewood from avodah zarah, and ba'azir asa mehacha, and the azara for doing so is based on the pasuk in Pashas Re'ei of v'layid bak b'yotcha mu'uma menachirim l'man yoshev Hashem mecharein apoi v'nosa l'cho rachma v'richamcha v'hibacha kasher nishbala v'secha. However, the Gemara now is omli of achabidu of avashi v'lukin nami mishum le'sovi se'ivel b'secha, that if you're saying that he was using atzei asherah, then he should be chayiv with six malchus based on the pasuk in Pashas Ekev of le'sovi se'ivel b'secha v'yisach cherem kamayu shaki t'shaktenu v'sav t'savenu ki cherem hu. The Brisa only mentions five malchus, and based on this question, the Gemara explains al hachar ma'iskinon that the Brisa is talking about a case kagon shebishlu ba'atzei hegdish, that he actually cooked this gedan nosha in milk using wood of hegdish v'azurasa mehacha, and the azara is found in Pashas Re'ei as the pasuk states v'nitatzim es mizbechosam v'shibartim es masay doisam v'ashurim tisuv be'ish u'psil elahim tigadeyon v'ibatim neshma min amakum ahu. And then the pasuk states leisasim kin l'ashem leikechem, and even though the Torah commands us to destroy avodah zarah, the Torah also commands us not to destroy anything of hegdish. And I entices who is that l'chayr there should be a six malchus as l'maisi wa'iva me'ila. And in the top tesis on the Omid, tesis states v'yish lema l'chashiv el lav this snow b'pachz mishar pruta. And the isa me'ila only applies if someone has hanar for more than a shar pruta. And we will stop over here.